Would you change things in the first 5 minutes then?
Oh, of course we would, because the reality is we're down behind on the scoreboard. So I think what you might be referring to, though, maybe slightly different to what I would say. But you know, clearly we weren't able to get field position early, and they were good enough to be able to finish. Our cleaner weren't good enough on the finish, and you know, they skipped away on us really quickly. So. You know, in wet conditions and really trying conditions where scoring was always going to be really hard, it was just, you know, it was the edge that they needed on the game and got them up and about. Perfect scenario for an interstate team to be able to get a start and keep the crowd quiet. They got the game on their terms from there, and we really struggled to wrestle it back for the rest of the game.
Ken shared his thoughts on the Neil tactic and how hard you guys went. What was your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, we've looked at it back this morning, and I think there's probably one that you'd say was a little bit over the top. That got a 50-metre penalty and a goal against us. So, yeah, it's certainly in that particular instance it did. But, no, I'm not necessarily buying into the other stuff. I mean, we could make an equal argument for the person doing the job. It deserves a little bit of protection too. So, but I just don't think there's anything worthwhile going down that path.
Is it harsh on Sutcliffe? Like, he comes in for one game and he's used in this role. Like, it's a sacrificial lamb sort of thing, which I'm sure he was up for. It makes it hard for him to sort of ease into his first game
with
that role?
Oh, not really. If it's his job, you get it done. There would be no different asking Charlie Dixon to take contested marks down the line, or Ollie Wines being big and strong in a contest and getting the ball going forward. I mean, we're not asking players, no, well, at least we don't think we're asking players to do more than what they're capable of. And he's come in and shown with some really good evidence with the Maggies of getting some really important jobs done. So, you know, we felt like he was more than reliable in that space to be able to get it done. I think if you look at even just the pure statistical side of the game, you'd say that if you matched it up, it was all right. But we wanted that plus a few other things, not just that alone.
Is it a fine line, though, Michael, just in terms of, you know, when the players, if you do it again, we've got to, you know, yes, we can still be physical, but you've got to still concentrate on winning the footy and winning your fair share?
Oh, of course. I mean, there's been, look, personally, I think it's way bigger deal. I'll put my cards on the table than what it should be. You know, early in the year, Max Gawn was apparently where that happened, and it got done. So where it gets highlighted even more is that clearly when you sit back and you're four goals or five goals down, well, it gets highlighted even more. So in this instance, for whatever reason, it didn't help us. But that doesn't mean we wouldn't try that again.
Would you say this weekend? You try this weekend, Richmond,
big players. I'm not about giving a team 5 days' notice. No, I'm not into that.
Do you think there was a correlation, though, between the sort of aggression early and maybe a lack of focus on winning the ball and kicking a goal?
No, look, I think the big thing for us is a million other little instances where we don't get our, you know, not a million, there's many, many other contests where we didn't get right as well as what we wanted to. Whether that was if we had our hands on the ball and we weren't able to secure it or get clear enough to be able to get the ball going forward. So, yeah, look, because it was probably obvious, that's the thing that you look at. But the subtle things where we're at the moment is that you know, we're throwing in that word consistency. Our ability to be able to execute week after week is clearly not where it needs to be. And so I would be more focusing on where our execution needs to be and the smaller things in our game than anything else right now. We won't be sidetracked off that. Understand there might be a conversation around what that matchup looked like and whether it did or didn't work. But, you know, we feel like there's been a few other things that we need in particular pay attention to, and we're still working on them.
Is this win-loss inconsistency a mental thing?
Well, I don't know whether you can ever discount it. Certainly from the evidence that we have during the week, you'd say we're very well prepared. You know, we're ready to go. Training's been exceptional. So the thing that you can sometimes do in these situations is you throw consistency across everything, or inconsistency across everything. It's just not everything. You know, we'll deal with the individuals that go up and down. We'll look at what our method is and how we play, and what's going up and down in that area. We look across our training to see whether we're training right. So there's some really consistent elements that we've got going, but in the smaller parts of the game at the moment, we just don't seem to be able to execute for long enough. In this particular game, it was at the start.
Disappointing, obviously, for Ryan. Is he probably going to be a 4-weeker with that hamstring?
don't know outside of what got speculated yesterday. He'll get the full assessment today, so our docs, medical team meet today. Obviously, everything could be confirmed back off the scan, so we'll wait to find out that. But yeah, early indications suggest that it'll be that.
And Brad, I think the other one is maybe sore
knee,
I think it was.
Yeah, so Brad had a PCL, so he'll get that scan again today. So I'll have a look to see whether there's any, what sort of damage is there, if anything. Again, probably no more today.
So is Brad's a serious, like, are you anticipating him missing any footy?
He may miss, yeah. I think it'll be largely what the scans tell us. To what extent, I don't know. So he managed to go back out on the ground, as you saw, and play out the game. So that's some sort of effort to be able to do that. So we're hoping it's really on the minor side.
The Maggies had a good win against the Crows, obviously, in a poor period. Do you anticipate, talk about the up and down of players. Obviously, Houston should be available, not selected. Do you expect to make some changes this week for the Richmond clash?
Oh, we may. Look, we made a couple of changes off the back of last week's game we won. You know, because we're continually looking at those things. And the great thing about what the Magpies have been able to do all year, and I think we've shown it at the match committee table, is that we've been prepared to play them if they've been informed. So no one's been taken off the table, and certainly if their form's warranted it, then we're being prepared to go there.
Is it time a sort of line was drawn in the sand, though, between guys whose form does fluctuate so much from week to week?
Oh, I think if you went back over our selections over the course of the whole year, you'll see we're not we're not afraid to make changes if it's needed.
The drums continue to beat about your potential future and whether you've given any thought to the senior coaching roles, whether it'd be remiss not to ask whether.
You can ask, you might not get many updates.
That's given, I suppose, how clubs are circling, when would it be something you might turn your attention to, if at all?
Oh, I think that's, like, the year is still, you know, we're right at the back end. But I think clubs now look at it as a view of, you know, if it's, they're going to look at processes like that, then it's well and truly to the back end of the year. You know, the AFL Coaches Association have sort of made some moves to ensure that, you know, you get the space to be able to coach, and that, you know, people have got jobs to do, and that's the most important thing. I think clubs are really respecting those that process and making it a lot easier if that does happen. So I certainly don't have any update on it, that's for sure, because, you know, right now I've just taken my head out of 6 hours on the computer and looking at what we need to be able to get right.
So fair to say that if you make a consideration, it would be at the end of the season?
Oh, I think I've already been on record about what I would consider. I think I've spoken about it quite a fair bit without necessarily having to confirm it once again.
Could I ask more a broad structural sort of point of view? I mean, the topic of whether Paul Ruse might be involved as a sort of mentor to a coach from a structural point of view, is it something that would be of benefit to a coach to have a senior mentor in position?
You're well and truly asking the wrong person on that particular question, because I don't make those decisions. So, no, that is, I couldn't tell you just how far away that is from my thinking right now. When you come off the back of the weekend, and we've got some real important goals that we still want to achieve out the back of this year, and you know, I know that might be really you know, difficult to sort of put in place in context, but it's really easy for me. I worry about today. We've got a review to do. We've got to get a few things right. And I just don't shift off that at any stage.
Is it in the back of
mind? Nope. Not at all.
And Michael Richmond, obviously a real challenge. They're in top four at the moment at the G. Real challenge for your group.
Yes, it is. And they're just starting to get their personnel back, as you highlighted. So it is. I mean, you know, going on the road, you know, being able to get away together, we'll be good again. But yeah, we understand. I mean, we're walking a real fine tightrope right now on the season. And, you know, looking at the competition, it's so close. But what you also know is that, and this is probably where, you know, the commentary's been, I mean, we've been frustrated. You know, we're frustrated we can't replicate week after week performance. We're absolutely doing everything. We're turning over every rock to ensure that we can, you know, we can look at the thing that works, and we're trying a lot of things. So we'll do that again and we'll review it really strongly. And our view is that we go to the MCG. We shape up pretty well against them, I think, and they're in pretty good form, but we've shown we've got some good capacity as well.
You said you spent 6 hours looking at the tape, and there were small things rather than an overall. So what was the major thing? Is it executing from stoppage or exiting from stoppage, or was it something that just stood out that, yeah, something we really got wrong?
Well, we certainly didn't execute the contest as well as what we could have. And when I'm talking about that, we did fumble a little bit. They were a little bit cleaner. The adjustment to the conditions at the same time, it was certainly spoken about by the boys in the warm-up, about that adjustment required should the rain set in. They were able to be far more effective in where they set up the ground and the ground position they owned. And they won some crucial battles. We probably overplayed the ball a few times. That put us under a little bit of pressure, and then mistakes crept in. So that doesn't mean that the guys weren't giving effort. It's just that we just didn't execute. Cheers. Thanks. No worries, guys.